Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight. We look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We get underway right at 6:30. We have children's clubs that meet, both for the preschoolers and the school-age children. We have fully staffed nursery for those younger age, and then teens on up. We're all together in the auditorium where we have some great congregational music. We have a prayer guide we give to everyone, and we share prayer requests, and a man leads us in prayer. We have a missions letter. Always read a letter from one of our missionaries on Wednesday night, and then we have a study of God's Word. It's always just what we need right in the middle of the week. What a joy to get together with the people of God in the middle of the week. Just gives us that shot in the arm that's needed right in the middle of this week. And so I hope you can come join us 6:30 tonight. Our Spanish church meets as well on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And if you're Hispanic or you'd like to have a Spanish-speaking church, come on out and join the service in the Spanish church at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. A great verse. Verse number 8. God tells Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It's only one of two times that word success is mentioned in the Bible. And it has to do with meditating in God's Word. You know, God never ever promised or told us to be successful. He has told us to be faithful. And you understand, if you're faithful to God, you'll be successful in God's eyes. You know, God doesn't design, He doesn't define success the same as this world does. I want to be successful, not in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God. I don't want to be a success in the world's eyes. There is no success if there's success without God. I don't want to be successful in anything that would be meaningless in eternity. So how do you spell success? How do you spell success? Well, let me illustrate it. And we'll use those letters. We'll spell S-U-C-C-E-S-S, success. The first S in success stands for the Scriptures. All Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This Bible has been inspired. It's been breathed out by God. It is inerrant. It's without error. It is infallible. That means it's without contradiction. And it has been preserved for you and us in the English language in our King James Bible. We have the words of God. I don't believe this just contains the word of God. I don't just believe parts of it are the word of God. I believe all of it are the words of God. People, listen, they may not like our methods, and they might not like our man, or they might not like our manner, but they have to admit, they're going to hear the Word of God when they're here. Every time you come to the service at Bible Baptist Church, be it a Sunday school, a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, a Wednesday night, you will hear the Word of God. There's so much that has been covered in the 18 years that we've been here at Bible Baptist Church. We've been in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and the book of Acts, and we've been through Philippians, we've been through Colossians, we've been through 1 John, we've been through 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, we've been through the Psalms, we've been through the Proverbs, been through the Holy Spirit, we've been through the 3:16s of the Bible, we've been through the disciples, we've been through examples of prayer. There's so much that we've covered through the Word of God. Listen, we believe the Bible. We believe it's God's book, and we believe the church ought to be built on the Word of God. The church ought to be built on the preaching of the Word of God. The church ought to be built on the proclaiming of the Word of God. You're not going to come to Bible Baptist Church and get 45 minutes of music and a 12-minute sermon. That's not going to happen. The preeminence, the priority, will be on the preaching of the Word of God. That's outside of that, you may have a crowd. Outside of that, we could have a more of a crowd than what we have, but that wouldn't be success in God's eyes, wouldn't be success in our eyes. I think what this world needs again is churches to get back to the scriptures, get back to the Bible. I'm not opposed to dramas or cantatas. We had one last week. I'm not opposed to all that stuff, but listen, let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get back to where we're exalting and lifting up the scriptures. How do you lift up the living word, Jesus Christ, if you don't lift up the written word, which is the word of God? So the first S of success stands for the scriptures. The second letter, U. U stands for unmovable. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Be therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I'm unmovable on the scriptures. I'm unmovable on our services. I mean, I'm unmovable. We've run the same now for nearly 40 years, and I don't know how many through the years have been saved and been baptized, several thousand of each. Through the years, I'm not going to change. I'm not changing the songs. Not changing. I'm unmovable on the scriptures. I'm unmovable on the services. I'm unmovable on the songs. I'm going to stay with the old hymns. Oh, I'm not opposed to some choruses, or just because something new doesn't mean it's bad. But I like the instruments. We don't have canned music here. We want accompanists. We just want old-fashioned, Christ-honoring, Christ-exalting words and music. I'm going to be unmovable about that. I'm unmovable in my standards of separation. When I first began pastoring 41 years ago, listen, I believe men ought to have short hair, ladies ought to have long hair. You ought to easily be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman. And that's becoming increasingly difficult in our day and age. I still believe the same standards now that I did when I started back then. I'm not changing. I remember I'd only pastored about 10 years, and a lady came from some friends we had at college. It was the girl's mother, and my wife and I had been friends with this other couple, and she was on her way out to see them and stopped in to visit with us. And you know what she said at the door after the service? She goes, "Well, you haven't changed one bit." And you know what I did? I said, "Thank you very much. Thank you very much." Listen, I think you ought to be unmovable. When you make your decision for God, be unmovable. When you decide what you're going to believe, then be unmovable about that thing. And when you do business with God and God convicts your heart about something and you decide this is the way it's going to be in my life, then you stick with it. "Be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." S, scriptures. U, unmovable. C, character. What's character? Doing what is right, whether you feel like doing it or not. Character means you'll witness even when you don't feel like witnessing. It means you'll pray even when you don't feel like praying. It means you'll read the Bible when you don't feel like reading the Bible. It means you'll be in church when you don't feel like going to church. It means your character is going to say, "I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it, whether I feel like doing it or not." We're going to see it through. Not whether it's easy or whether it's hard, doesn't matter. Character is simply doing what you ought to do, when you ought to do it, whether you feel like doing it or not. Character. That's success. S, scriptures. U, unmovable. C, character. The next C, children. Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." Oh, listen, one of the greatest mission fields in America today is children. We have a generation now of young people that have grown up and they don't know what church is. Oh, they know what basketball is on Sunday, and they know what volleyball is on Sunday, and they know what soccer is on Sunday, and they may know other things on Sunday. They don't know what church is on Sunday. They don't know what Sunday school is on Sunday. And we better reach those children. The devil's used sports to pull young families away from him, away from God, away from the things of God, away from hearing from the gospel. And listen, we better reach those children, or the humanist will. We better reach them, or the atheist will. Better reach them, or the heathen will. Better reach them, or the cults will. Here at Bible Baptist Church, we have our Wednesday night clubs for the children. We have Sunday school for the children. We have a children's church for the children. We have a children's choir. We have a van route that picks up children. Why? We love children. We love children. We'll have a vacation Bible school this summer. We love children. They'll go to church camp this summer. We love children. Why? Children. We want to reach young people for Jesus Christ. All right, S, scriptures. U, unmovable. C, character. C, children. E, enthusiasm. "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." Have some zeal for the Lord. I just don't want to witness. I want to enthusiastically witness. I just don't want to give. I want to enthusiastically give. I just don't want to attend Sunday school. I want to enthusiastically attend Sunday school. I just don't want to go to church on Wednesday night. I want to enthusiastically go to church on Wednesday night. I want to have some zeal for the Lord. Where is your zeal for God? Oh, we get so fired up and excited about other things. How about getting fired up and excited for the things of the Lord? Where's your enthusiasm for God? E, enthusiasm. S, scriptures. U, unmovable. C, character. C, children. E, enthusiasm. S, service. Service. We're here to serve the Lord. We're saved to serve. Here in the Old Testament, in 1 Chronicles, when they built that first temple, they gave of their time and money to build that temple. Happy Christians are serving Christians. I'm happy in the service of the King. Serve in your church. You're not in your church to sit and to soak and to sour. You're there to serve the Lord. Get involved in the Sunday school ministry. Get involved in the children's ministry. Get involved in the nursery. Get involved on a bus route. Get involved in the choir. Get involved cleaning the church building. Get involved playing an instrument. Get involved doing something. Just say, "Preacher, give me something to do. I want to serve the Lord." It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see a church serving, reaching people for Christ, seeing people saved, people baptized, lives being changed. But that only happens when people will serve. My friend, I'm happy in the service of the King, serving. The last S is soul winning. Soul winning. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. We're called to take the gospel to every creature. We're not here just to be like everybody else. We don't just put the shingle out and hope everybody comes. No, we got to go after them. Go. The first two letters of the gospel. Go. Go. Go with the gospel. Go out and win them. Go out and give the gospel. Oh, my friend, yes, we have big days. We have Turkey Dinner Sunday, and we have our Fun Fest every spring, and we have revival meetings and special Sundays. But listen, that's not the whole idea, is just get people to come. The Lord never commanded sinners to come to church. But he did command us as saints to go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what we're supposed to be. And we're not successful if we sit and we're satisfied while our community and this Columbus area goes to hell without the gospel. My friend, we ought to be a normal Sunday at church for folks to be saved. A normal Sunday at church for folks to be baptized. Oh, may God help us to be soul winning and realize without soul winning, we're not a success for God. How do you spell success? Scriptures. U, unmovable. C, character. C, children. E, enthusiasm. S, service. S, soul winning. Those are the boundaries. That's the only way that I'll look and say, I think we've been successful for God. So how do you spell success? I hope you'll put it in these parameters, within these boundaries, and say, I want to focus on this. I'm going to spell success for my life in the same way. Scriptures, unmovable in service, character, loving children, serving with enthusiasm, service for the Lord, doing something for God, and winning others to Christ. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.